Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This Monday edition, we're going to be here for the next 3 hours, and we do, in the last 30 minutes, have Larry Pratt, the director of Gun Owners of America, joining us to look at the new raft of anti-Second Amendment victim disarmament tyranny legislation that Obama and the Democrats are announcing that they're preparing to try to foist on the American people. Now, mainstream media in the last month, including CBS News, has picked up on the fact that the ATF was ordered to help get guns into Mexico en masse to the cartels so they could track them back to the U.S. and use that as a pretext to try to pass anti-Second Amendment legislation claiming that the Second Amendment had caused the violence in Mexico, not the kleptocracy that runs it, not the phony drug war. So an amazing false flag launched against the Second Amendment. We're going to be discussing that with Larry Pratt coming up in the last 30 minutes today. Obviously, in the meantime, we've got a lot of extremely important news to cover and some very scary developments with the Fukushima reactor. Last Wednesday, they reported 1,600 times safe levels, upwards of 20 kilometers away. Then it was 10,000 times safe levels. Then there was an incredible report by Tokyo Power and Electric saying it was 10 million times. They revised that to 100,000 times, confirming 100,000 times safe levels. And they admit, even in the Washington Post, that will kill you deader than a hammer if you just get limited exposure. You get about a year's exposure of radiation in just 15 minutes from that level. And, of course, that's just if it's basically background radiation. If you inhale any of it, it basically just sits inside your body baking you. So we're going to be going over all of those new developments. Also, Obama is to push his big Libya speech tonight. The UN resolution and what Hillary Clinton has basically spun out of that is that if they don't accept a humanitarian ground force, just like the bombardment isn't war, it's kinetic military action, and a ground invasion by the UN backed by NATO, that won't be a ground invasion either. That will be a ground kinetic event or humanitarian mission. So they're definitely stampeding towards that. And the Al-Qaeda rebels, the good guys, according to our control corporate press, and they admit it's Al-Qaeda, but they say if you don't like it, you're a conspiracy theorist. I mean, if you don't like Diet Coke, you're a conspiracy theorist. If you don't like MSG, you're a conspiracy theorist. If you don't like radiation, you're a conspiracy theorist. If Mombiot, the big eugenicist, is running around laughing, saying he loves nuclear now, Fukushima shows how great it is. And you're like, well, that's a bizarre, crazy-sounding statement. They're attempting to basically just muddy the waters with purposeful confusion and insanity. That's how desperate this system has gotten. So Obama gears up for hard sell on Libya. Libyan rebels, Al-Qaeda, seize oil complexes amid reports opposition captures Gaddafi's hometown. Depleted uranium, a strange way to protect Libyan civilians. They are bombarding them with DU, but again, radiation is life-giving, according to Ann Coulter and Mr. Mombiot on the left and right. Another headline here from Eric Blair at Infowars.com. Liberals willing to trade blood and treasure for oil company profits under Obama. Also, prominent Chinese blogger charged as crackdown deepens for criticizing government. The Chinese dispense with the conspiracy theorist label like Cass Sunstein uses. And we're going to be breaking all of that down today. And a big New York Magazine classic dribble hit piece we'll be hitting on as well.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies. But what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to CollapseProof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads, they're hype, and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years and we've been slowly growing, and our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Monday, the 28th day of March 2011, Larry Pratt covering the Obama administration, the Justice Department, and the ATF caught red-handed. Even CBS News reported on this weeks ago, shipping guns into Mexico, allowing guns to be shipped in to then track them back so they could then blame the Second Amendment for all the problems of the corrupt, failed state that is Mexico. And they don't care that they've been caught. They're still, as we predicted a year ago, using the crisis in Mexico to go after the Second Amendment. Wasn't hard to see them getting that geared up and ready. And, of course, we've had sources like Celi Castillo, who's the head DEA agent in Latin America for many years, on with us 6 years ago, announcing that a new war would be launched in Mexico by the big cartels laundering their money through large Western banks, mainly in the U.S. and Canada, and that they were going to launch a war against the smaller cartels that were not laundering their money through them. AP, Bloomberg, and others have reported just in the last 3 months, 360-plus billion laundered by one U.S. bank alone that owned and chartered the aircraft to ship the cocaine, heroin, and marijuana into the United States. And we've covered that ad nauseum here, but the fact is Obama has launched a false flag terror attack on America by shipping the guns to Mexico that were then used in crimes, in Mexico and the U.S. as a pretext to crack down on the Second Amendment. That is an act of terrorism. If I shipped thousands of guns to Mexico to create violence so that I could get a political goal achieved, that follows the classical definition of terrorism: to carry out violence or threaten violence to pressure a political organization or a group or population into submitting to your political demands. Terrorism. Terrorists run America and are running it into the ground. And the globalists have successfully taken over the U.S. and much of the planet. They're mopping up the few third world countries that they didn't control, like Libya right now, throwing out dictators that weren't properly subservient and sycophantic, like Hosni Mubarak in Egypt. And then, of course, they're marching on towards Syria, Iran, Indonesia, and, of course, Russia. So that is just some of what's coming up today. I want to hit the latest Libya news and the latest Fukushima news as the crisis intensifies, but it's a 16, 17-day-old crisis, kind of like now Haiti's a year old and people don't even know that 100,000-plus died, tens of thousands have died since, one of the biggest humanitarian disasters in modern history, but it's not in the headlines anymore, so we just forget about it. It's the same thing with Japan. The Washington Post, AFP, and AP are all reporting that the Japanese have confirmed 100,000 times safe levels of radiation pouring out of the shattered nuclear reactors at Fukushima. 100,000 times. First it's 1,600 last Wednesday. Then it's 10,000 on Friday. Now, on Saturday, the Japanese put out a false report misreading their Geiger counters of 10 million times. They revised it by Sunday evening and said, excuse us, it's only 100,000 times. And I want to get to that first. But coming up later in the hour, and Paul Watson is set to publish a rebuke of this latest classical hit piece at prisonplanet.com, we have a detailed, very lengthy report, and we'll put this up on screen for viewers, and it's got a bizarre headline, "A Strange Man is Following You." And it says, shouting about mind control assassins, the 911 conspiracy, and the Bilderberg Group, radio host Alex Jones has cornered the bipartisan paranoia market. And you can see I put my war face on there for the globalist. That will then get the people reading New York Magazine to then actually read the article, and then they'll actually find the real show, not the straw man cliche created by Joe Hagan. So that is coming up. And it dovetails with a sickening piece. Well, it's sickening what Media Matters has been caught doing. Media Matters' war against Fox. $10 million a year, tax-free. It's 501c3. They tell your local church if they speak out against abortion, they'll have their 501c3 taken. No free speech. That's all fraud. But then Media Matters can openly announce publicly a guerrilla war to destroy Fox and destroy their business. That is torturous interference. I mean, there's no doubt Fox could absolutely destroy them in court, but because they're funded by George Soros and others, they will just simply pop up a new organization. It's a kamikaze missile. They've always posed as if they're this nonpartisan organization, but now they admit that they are basically a Democratic Party missile. And what's happening here is the Republicans and Democrats do fight with each other, but over the reins of power, not over the overall globalist policies and the corrupt elite destroying our free market and setting up a crony capitalist, non-free market, fascistic system. And when you read the quotes in Politico by the head of Media Matters, Media Matters is such a dishonest organization that one of their top writers called me for a story a few months ago, I guess 3-4 months ago, and I said, well, you know George Soros funds you, and it's part of the federal filings. He said, no, he doesn't. And when I got off the phone, I looked it up again, and there were millions and millions of dollars he'd given, and he'd just given another million to him days before. I mean, it's basically George Soros run. They give their talking points to MSNBC, and then they think you're so stupid, they tell you that they're not. And again, I'm going to cover this more later in the hour, but listen to this. The liberal group Media Matters has quietly transformed itself in preparation for what its founder, David Brock, described in an interview as an all-out campaign of guerrilla warfare and sabotage. Really, if I announced an all-out war, guerrilla war of sabotage, and said I was going to try to bankrupt, say, the Austin American Statesman, that's actionable. Especially because they've been caught putting out so much disinformation. You know, the truth is a total defense against slander, libel, defamation. But it's not when you can be proven to be putting out disinfo with the intent to do harm. I mean, that's the definition. And very, very dangerous. And, of course, we're big critics of Fox as well. They engage in a lot of skullduggery, but nothing this nasty openly. This is a whole new level, and they've already been doing this for years, but now they're being honest about it. The group, launched as a more traditional media critic, yeah, right, has all but abandoned its monitoring of newspapers and other television networks and is narrowing its focus to Fox and a handful of conservative websites. And, of course, you see that they attacked me 3 times last week. It's kind of creepy to know that they spend about 20% of their time on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and yours truly, and the rest of the time is on Glenn Beck, Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh. I mean, they literally, I've been tracking it, they spend, I mean, this is a group run by George Soros who is openly in the news calling for global government, openly calling for an end of the dollar. He's been convicted in foreign countries of imploding their currencies. He did a 60 Minutes interview over a decade ago admitting he helped Nazis go around and round up and arrest people and take their property. And, I mean, he's totally dangerous and scary. And the Rolling Stone guy that came to interview me, it's in Politico, and I'm going to talk to him today, that he's just like a secret operative for him. That's in Politico. And this Hagen guy fits the bill with this New York Magazine attack piece. And they sit there and pose as liberals when they're talking to you. And the Alexander character, he told me that, you know, he thinks the 9/11 story isn't true. And that he appreciated Noam Chomsky coming out and saying now more and more that bin Laden wasn't involved and it's a cover-up. And so you can sit there and eat Mexican food with these people, and they'll act completely normal and nice, and they're actual operatives of these groups. And I'm going to get both these writers on now. I hadn't really seen a reason to get them on until now, but we'll see if they'll come on in the next week. I want to get both the Rolling Stone writer, who's now an admitted operative of Media Matters, no doubt garnering intelligence down here they can spend. And the other guy writing just an amazing hit piece, so filled with cliches. I mean, it is interestingly written. I mean, it was a good read, but Joe Hagen, a strange man is following you. And I don't even know what to say with this 11-page article. In fact, guys, go to like page 3 of it. They have this map with my head in the middle of it. And how I see all these shadowy groups running the worldwide web of globalism. Well, that's what the globalists say they are doing. That's what these organizations like the Royal Institute of International Affairs, CFR, admit is their goal. That's what Rothkopf wrote Superclass 3 years ago, the head of the Kissinger Group, and said 6,000 super gophers run things for the global elite. I mean, world government is admitted And they just make all these jokes about it. Mombiots making jokes about radiation being good for you.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin. Just one of 11 great songs from the album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A-V-E-L-Y-N. Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Here we churn out information warfare weapons using the truth at a speed much more rapid with a smaller team than the mainstream media can. But I just talked to Paul Watson. It won't be until later in the next hour that his big counter report that I worked on with him this morning on just some of the things that weren't truthful and that weren't accurate in this big hit piece out of New York Magazine against yours truly. And a lot of times I don't cover hit pieces that cover yours truly unless it's an educational tool. And I never really got into the Rolling Stone cover piece that they did, a major piece that they did a few weeks ago. But looking at all the news about Cass Sunstein, the White House regulations are saying arrest conspiracy theorists, at least tax them, put government messages over their websites, seize their websites, infiltrate their organizations, engage in COINTELPRO. When I saw the writer for New York Magazine basically defend in a sideways fashion, when I saw him defend Cass Sunstein in here as a guy trying to stop my dangerous information and other people's dangerous information, and I see Media Matters coming out and saying it is their job to destroy Fox News and other conservative websites, and I'm one of the big ones listed that they go after on a weekly basis, sometimes three, four, five times a week. We need to really be conscious of how real this war is and how they've declared war on us. Now, I tend to take the field of battle with these people, and I tend to, you know, try to give them information. I tried to give Joe Hagan of New York Magazine documents for everything I was covering. He wasn't really interested in that. Neither was Nightline. Neither was Rolling Stone, because they want that plausible deniability. They just want to say, Alex says there's evidence of government-sponsored terror. Alex says there's a history of it. Alex says there's a history of eugenics and population reduction. Alex says the elites are talking about exterminating 80% of us. When I'm there trying to give them biological diversity assessments from the UN, I'm trying to give them Ted Turner quotes, David Rockefeller quotes. I'm trying to give them Council on Foreign Relations reports. I'm trying to give them the proof of this global system that's been set up by the megabanks who have unlimited capital because they control the issuance of currency and credit. And my family's under attack. Your family's under attack. No one can deny that liberty is waning worldwide, that governments are rolling out a continuity of agenda, an integrated tyranny. I mean, Joe Hagan makes jokes that I've been talking about because he was here 3 weeks ago. He makes jokes that I'm saying that the West is involved in trying to overthrow Gaddafi and trying to overthrow Egypt when it's on record. Financial Times of London, that the new government the West helped put in has banned all protest period in Egypt, or that it's now admitted 3 weeks after I told him, and of course I was saying it weeks before that, that it was Al-Qaeda in the East, that Al-Qaeda was being used to try to overthrow Gaddafi. That's now London Telegraph, Associated Press, New York Times, Washington Post. I mean, if you actually go through everything I say and then research it, you're going to find that the information is there. And the system is extremely threatened by us telling the truth. They're extremely threatened by the fact that they've been caught lying and engaging in so much oppression and so much corruption for so long that they're really floundering around. And that's what's happening, is they've tried to ignore us in past decades, and now they can't, because their agenda is now out in the open. They've been so successful at setting up their private, corporate, criminal, piratical system that they can't deny it anymore. They can't hide it anymore. And so they're bringing it out in the open and saying Cass Sunstein's trying to stop violence. Cass Sunstein's doing what he has to. When Cass Sunstein is calling for open classical tyranny, and the carbon tax Al Gore, George Soros crowd is calling for green fascism all over the news and saying they should be undemocratic, and nuclear expert Mambiot, global warming alarmist, and nuclear, well, I'm going to break that down when we come back. It's very sad. It's very, very sad.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex has told you about the terrible perfect storm of rising food prices. The Japanese tragedy proves how important food is. Our own gas prices are driving food costs through the roof. The huge population countries are buying up American unprotected exports of food. The falling dollar is inflating food prices. Ethanol subsidies are driving fuel and food costs to all-time highs. We are experiencing the greatest explosion of food shortages and food prices America has ever seen. Folks, you have to freeze the cost and availability of your food now. Through March 31st, eFoods Direct has free shipping on all orders. You can freeze the cost and availability of your food and have it shipped free. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Free shipping ends March 31st. 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Okay, I'm going to revisit all of this at the bottom of the next hour with a cogent, focused rebuke of the dangerous activities of George Soros and his subversive, revolutionary, anti-American organizations like Media Matters. Remember, Soros admittedly has been instrumental in overthrowing many nations in Eastern Europe. His organizations are publicly involved in Egypt and other areas. That's not debated. Google was involved in the overthrow of Egypt. And they make fun of me in the article saying Google has government connections. Google was set up by the federal government on record 12 years ago and with funding via the CIA's public funding arm in Qtel. Again, they count on you being ignorant. They play with theater of the mind, knowing that many people don't have a basic historical lens to see the world through, or a geopolitical current lens, or a view with human anthropology, sociology, psychology. But I study these people. I read the white papers they push back and forth with each other. We published and first broke, because it was hidden in plain view, years ago, Cass Sunstein calling for our arrest. And Soros, who overthrows countries' currencies, who overthrows their governments, who's a top globalist operative, who openly helped the Nazis rob Jews, and then he puts out newspaper ads rebuking Glenn Beck for mentioning it, saying it's horrible and untasteful. No, what he did was distasteful and evil. I mean, it's incredible. It's incredible how nakedly corrupt and evil, and then they're always surrounded by a coterie of fake liberals to give them fake liberal cover on the liberal wing of this global corporate system. And then just as bad, just as disgusting are the fake Republicans. They're there to just co-opt the conservative movement in this country. And to see all the admissions of their COINTELPRO and the Pentagon teaming up with them to pose as bloggers and to attack anybody that questions wars or surveillance or the police state, and to witness all of the undemocratic draconian attacks on free speech and protesting and the admissions of unbridled warrantless wiretapping. It was just 5 short years ago that Bush would go out and give speeches and say it's a ridiculous conspiracy theory that we're spying on you without warrants. And then it came out that they were, and it had nothing to do with Al-Qaeda. And now today, the head of Google, Schmidt, comes out in modern days and says, yeah, we're watching everything you're doing. We're tracking everything you're doing. And now they're saying he may be the new Commerce Secretary. And so they put out this selection to the American people, the British people, the German people, the Japanese people. It's the fake choice, where they put out 2 or 3 different political parties with slight differences on the surface, slight rhetorical differences via little semantical distractions, and then tell you to choose from that, and then use that atomized, balkanized, divide-and-conquer system to play us off against each other, when all of our interest as American citizens, whether you're a cop, a school teacher, in the military, a private business owner, somebody who's in a union, a machinist, a textile worker, we're all being hurt by globalism. Globalism is anti-family. Globalism is anti-independent. Globalism is anti-true free market, anti-wealth. Their stated goal, et nauseam, is a post-industrial world. These are horrible control freaks who created a quasi-scientific cosmology and philosophy for what they do, a war against the nation state, a war against the family, a war against the individual. Now, in these fights, in the left-right paradigm, they do hate each other. And there's no doubt Roger Ailes fears the Democrats and George Soros and has bodyguards. I've confirmed that from inside Fox News, from 2 different sources, and from a former governor who's friends with, all right, I'm not even supposed to say it. I'm going to leave it right there. The point is, Roger Ailes, the head of Fox, has bodyguards, folks. He's scared to death. He's had them for more than a decade because of threats and recrimination. Can you imagine? So yes, there is a fight between Roger Ailes and the Clintons. All of that is real. But then for the last 15 years or more, Rush Limbaugh, created by Roger Ailes, he's the guy that got him his job, syndicated him, then he created Fox News with Murdoch, was brought on because of that successful model, to say there are no special forces secret drills. They call it black helicopters. There is no mission creep domestically for the military to be used domestically. Now it's admitted that it's been set up. You know, mainstream, AP, Toronto's newspaper, Ottawa Citizen, yes, deals have been signed to use foreign troops in America to suppress dissenters. I mean, it's now mainstream news. And to make jokes about the Federal Reserve isn't private and it's not corrupt and the Council on Foreign Relations doesn't exist. But because of the alternative media and decades of work by myself and people like G. Edward Griffin going back 40 plus years and Red Beckman and countless others. Because of that, and because we didn't mind being attacked, being demonized, some people like Red Beckman being arrested, some people being killed or run out of the country like Bob Chapman, you know, the government trying to plant hand grenades in his house. Because of the willingness to be attacked and demonized, we told people what was coming. It's now much of it arrived. The train is pulling into the station. The people can see it now. World government's being openly admitted. And so out comes Fox News 2 years ago with Dick Morris saying, hey, the conspiracy theorists were wrong about world government, UN takeover, global currency, but now they're right. That's a quote. And so Beck goes from a mainline conservative to having G. Edward Griffin on for over 30 minutes Friday. Now, Beck, I did watch it, was saying with the Cato guy, it's an accident. The feds don't mean this. And the Federal Reserve, Fed in name only. And then Griffin would come back and say, no, actually, it is planned. It is designed. We have their documents. But they're having to even get more, quote, extreme and tell more of the truth to maintain any credibility. It's a delicate balance. If Fox allows some truth to come out, they will have more viewers than all other cable news combined, as they do. Just because there's a little bit of truth. What do you think happens when we tell you the whole thing? We go right to the rock bottom. Right to the bone. Right to the stinking guts of this thing. Not dumbed down radio. Not idiocy. Now, that said, I'm not going to address Glenn Beck in detail because I have too much serious news to cover. But understanding the different facets of this information war going on will help people navigate the propaganda and the disinformation. But Glenn Beck did a good thing Friday having G. Edward Griffin on. We try to commend him when he does the right thing. But he did the wrong thing, playing out of context my interview with Charlie Sheen, where I was going there to help him stay clean and off drugs, sober, because he was cooped up in his house with, you know, sobriety coaches and a nurse. He said, come out here and, you know, hang out with me. We'll talk about politics for the weekend. And when I got Charlie on, because I was there basically coaching him when I was there, I'm like, good job, good job. You're not using drugs. You're not drinking. Great job, Charlie. You know, you're clean. And Beck took it and just said, what is he talking about? Charlie, you look great. You're clean. What, are they in the shower together having sex? You know, I mean, it was bizarre. And he went on and on and on out of context. And I was going over media lies. You know, they were saying Charlie doesn't have a hernia. Well, I've known Charlie for 6 years, swam in a swimming pool many times, you know, with him and friends. And he's got a hiatal hernia like I do up on the top of his stomach, his rib cage. And I explained on air, I've got the same hiatal hernia. Beck took that out of context and had me saying, I've seen your hernia. Then they went into, I'd been in the shower. I saw his hernia. I licked his hemorrhoids. I can't even say all this on air. It was so pornographic, that I licked sores. I sucked sores. All again, that's the curtain. That's the deception. They could take little bitty clips of me going, great job, man. You're off drugs. You're clean. You're sober. You're working out. You look great. Because Charlie had been clean for off and on close to a decade, went on a 7-month party, went from being what he publicly said, a Christian. I've been at his house where he talks about God, this great focused guy, to 7-month party, coming off the drugs, bouncing off the walls, manic. And I'm on air going, good job, man. You're clean. You're gaining weight. You're off the drugs. You know, and they turn that into something. And it's just like, what? But I understand worldliness. I understand being petty and having kind of a seventh grade mentality. But that's what it sounded like. So here's Beck doing a great thing, having G. Edward Griffin on, being attacked by the globalists and George Soros because he's exposing the new global currency, their plan to kill the dollar, the real death of America. And I want to be able to commend Beck like I commend Judge Andrew Napolitano, who was the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, a mainline Ron Paul type guy. Great guy. I love to support Lou Dobbs. Don't even agree with everything he says, but I know he's real. I would love, Glenn Beck, to try to support you. But, I mean, look what you do to me. We've confirmed that big sponsors that are our sponsors, their outfit goes and tries to get them and say, we'll give you a better deal if you don't be with Alex, you don't sponsor Alex Jones. That's torturous interference. That's the kind of stuff that Media Matters does to you. Guest after guest says, yeah, Glenn Beck, you know, heard about me on your show. And when they had me on, they got me in the back room and said, don't go on Alex Jones's show. And I can name right now Fox News hosts that have been told, don't come on here. I was scheduled on Fox News when I was in New York. Guess who killed it? But I was supposed to just like that. Oh, thank you, Glenn, for going after my sponsors and trying to take them away. Thank you. That's real nice. Doing what George Soros does to you. Oh, thank you, Glenn, telling my guest after guest not to come on my show, or you won't have them on yours. Thanks a lot, man. That's really nice. Thanks for taking out of context me saying, great job, you look great, Charlie, you're clean, and imply it was some type of gay thing. Thanks a lot, man. You know, all I want is freedom for my children. You are the one attacking me covertly for years, and I'm sick of it. Okay, I understand that we're the real deal because we're not run by Fox. I understand we're able to cover real issues, and you're not. I understand that, and I commend you when you go in the right direction. But Media Matters and George Soros brag that they've targeted and helped destroy 400-plus sponsors of Glenn Beck. And I've said that's wrong. Going after the free press in this country, it's wrong to do that to the Democrats. But it's not nice to do it to me. And you're a hypocrite. And I even tried to do an olive branch like 6 months ago because it's all over scientific reports that macular degeneration of the eye is linked to excitotoxins. We've had brain surgeons, eye surgeons on to talk about it, Dr. Blaylock and others. But there's mainline studies for decades that it breaks down into wood alcohol. Everybody knows wood alcohol makes you go blind. It can do it overnight if you get enough of it. But over time, aspartame, also MSG, attacks the optic nerve. And we wrote an article saying, Glenn, you say you're going blind, and you'll be probably completely blind in a decade. Don't drink Diet Coke. He went on and attacked me for that. Very worldly. And let me tell you, Glenn, you're the guy who gets up at the Lincoln Memorial, talks about God, talks about Christianity, and do it as a good actor, and try to bring people together, which is a good thing. And then you get on air in an 8-minute pornographic rant that is so horrible, I can't even air it here about. Well, I already said one of the things. Just the most filthy sucking of sores, things I can't even say on air. You know, amazing stuff. Absolutely, even though I'm a public figure, you could probably be brought to heel for that in court, but I don't, it's you that's discredited. I don't have time for that stuff. I don't care what happens to me or what people think about me, but I mean, it's just so vicious. But I read a news report, and who knows if it's true, the media lies so much, that Glenn Beck once had another host that worked at the same station as him decades ago, and the guy went to another station and was married, and they were competitors then, and she had a miscarriage. And reportedly he's admitted to this. I haven't seen that, so I can't vouch for it. But then he called up and said, I'm glad your wife had a miscarriage. I mean, that makes me feel bad for you, Glenn. And I wasn't even sure those reports were real when I saw them months ago. But seeing what you did Friday, I mean, it's incredible that you would sit there and engage in that type of editing of the tape to try to imply things like that is just outrageous. It's outrageous. And I won't do things to people that I wouldn't want done to me. And I find it very bad karma, you could say. You reap what you sow. Very bad luck. In Texas, we boil it down to that. To do to me, behind the scenes, what George Soros has been doing to you and Roger Ailes. Now, see, I'm already getting into this. It's just, I've got clip after clip of Fox News and Glenn Beck saying, arrest 9/11 truthers, they're dangerous, they're terrorists, taser them. We've played those clips. I've got the Cass Sunstein report saying arrest 9/11 truthers and people that don't believe in global warming. Well, whether you don't agree with somebody that doesn't believe in anthropogenic global warming or whether you do agree with them, you shouldn't call for their arrest. Whether you agree or disagree with 9/11 truthers that question the official story of 9/11, a wide spectrum of people, you shouldn't call for their arrest. You shouldn't, 3 years ago, during the key primaries, come out and say Ron Paul's dangerous and we may need to use the army against his listeners, against his supporters. I mean, Glenn supports torture. He supports secret arrest. He supports the Patriot Act. He supports these wars until now. He's starting to get it and go, wait, Al-Qaeda's in it. Libya. Why are we helping Al-Qaeda? Because I saw his headline last Friday. Al-Qaeda, U.S. inadvertently helping Al-Qaeda in Libya. Did they inadvertently help them against the Serbs? Did they inadvertently help them against the Russians? Was it an accident when Anwar al-Awlaki, Fox News reported, hangs out secretly at the Pentagon getting orders? Last October reported. Listen, Glenn, what you don't get is if we don't beat this New World Order, there is no future. Oh, they're going to come after you, pal. They're already coming after me. You finally started reporting that they're trying to say you're going to cause an Oklahoma City. In those Media Matters reports, they say you and I are. You figure that out yet, buddy?
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country. And it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
Okay, I'm going to get into the Fukushima situation and the big developments in Libya and Obama's speech. They may be getting the public ready for the ground invasion that will be called the humanitarian mission, And the bombing is not called a war. They've now just are flooding the airwaves with Orwellian false reality to just set the precedent where people are prepared as they titrate the dose for just more and more brazen, extreme, bizarre lies. But, you know, trying to go through this New York Magazine disinformation piece, A Strange Man is Following You, about myself, there's just all sorts of little deceptions in here. Like, he kept asking me, you want to be on Fox News, don't you? You want to be on Fox News? And I said, no, Fox News will never have me on as a host because I would have to have 100% control, and that will never happen because they're the other wing of the New World Order co-opting system. And so then they try to go to Ted Anderson, and so they can get a quote. And Ted says, "Yeah, I think Alex would, you know, somebody like them might approach him to be on, but he'd only go on if he had 100% control." And then they go on to say, "But Alex isn't burning his bridges. You know, he came out and said Roger Ailes is a good guy and anti-New World Order." That's not what I said. I said Roger Ailes is afraid of the Clintons and George Soros, and has Navy SEAL bodyguards. Glenn Beck has FBI, retired FBI agent bodyguards. You can actually ferret around and find that in mainstream news if you want to check that. And I said, so there's a real fight between these groups, but they're only fighting over the levers of control. So there's that classic old line media push to worship big media, so-called glamorous, fancy teleprompter, perfect lighting, you know, big guest media. Which Glenn Beck only has 2 million viewers. I mean, this radio show now has upwards of 3 million a day. It's a paper tiger. It's imaginary. And so much of the article is about how I want to be the big time. We have big time information. But it isn't about being big time. It's about changing the course of the world. It's about affecting real change. It's about liberty. That's what I'm into. That's what makes me tick. That's why I have passion, is because I don't like bullies and tyrants, and I don't want to lose my property rights or my family rights or my Second Amendment rights. It's about a fight that I'm dedicated to. And I'm proud that I've done it my way and built my own radio system and over 16 years built slowly to this point that's now exploding. I'm proud of the fact that I lost 70% or more of my stations when they told me don't talk about 9/11 truth in 2001. And they had it in the article like it was a failure. And didn't ever even explain that we'd gotten bigger. I mean, I'm proud. I don't hardly know anybody who won't sell out when money's on the table. I didn't. Over and over again. I was approached many times and offered the big syndication radio deals and the book deals and the TV deals that would come with it. Do you understand, ladies and gentlemen? I'm sure they approach dozens of people, but you know they develop these minor leagues of people to go to the big leagues. I was approached by the big companies 12 years ago, 10 years ago, 9 years ago, and they've known since, don't approach me, because I won't sell out. And they wouldn't put that message across. You know, and you've got the Rolling Stone writer, admittedly an operative now, of Media Matters. With that piece, what Joe Hagan at the New York Daily News or New York Magazine called a stink bomb. If that's a stink bomb, what is your article, pal? It's a piece of cliched sophistry.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.